Well, hello and welcome back to part two of episode one of season six of My Mate Bought a Toaster. So Scroobius Pip, nice guy, isn't he? Very funny, very interesting. Interesting purchase history. Some lovely swearing as well. He swears beautifully. Enough of me talking. Shall we crack on? Enjoy.
Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. Dumbass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Toaster for my love.
Why have you bought on the 22nd of January 2012 a metal book safe? Are you hiding things in your metal book safe?
Yeah, I was at that point. I was hiding money in my house. I'm not anymore. And weirdly, genuinely, a couple of months after I went, what are you doing keeping cash? I think I was paranoid about banks and all that.
How much
kind
are we talking
thing.
Here? How much are we talking? Like 2 grand, 3 grand, 10 grand?
Yeah. 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 That kind of thing.
Right.
A grand or two.
Okay.
All declared, all legit before anyone starts asking any.
Never doubted you. Never doubted you, mate. I know what a huge fan you are of tax.
But it was that period where I ran a club night, you're doing some gigs and that you're getting cash and thinking, why am I turning this all into a bank to just not do anything with? But.
Yeah.
A month or two, it's why I've always been paranoid about it, but a month or two after I stopped doing that, I had my house broken into. And it was heartbreak. Like I'd never had that before. I was surprised how much it affected me emotionally.
Incredibly traumatic. Just because it's common, people sort of don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Still to this day, if I'm arriving home late at night, I'll kind of take a breath before I look in the front window. Because I remember looking in the window and going, I didn't leave the doors open. Ooh, in the kitchen, like the cupboard doors.
That's awful.
And then coming in and going, oh, they've gone through everything. And it seems like it was opportunistic. It was kids. Nothing was taken other than a PlayStation controller, which makes it seem even more like kids. But you assume that they're looking for cash. But because I used to keep cash in a little hidden thing, it made me paranoid that someone I've told that had told someone, oh, there's a few grand in there.
Oh.
And weirdly, there wasn't any more anyway. So, but yeah, at that point, I was doing a little, as I said, the club night, I'd maybe get a few hundred quid each time, but you're doing that every month.
Yeah.
You put that aside and you've got a nice little, it's weird. If it's in your bank account,
it's real.
You're going to see it and spend it and it's gone.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're putting it in a fake book metal case in your spare room, you forget about it and that builds up.
Honestly, capitalism now is built on the fact that all our money is digital and not material. If we went back to a full cash society, the economy would collapse. Because every time you go to shop and buy a coffee for 4 quid, you'd be like, what has just happened to my tenner?
Yeah.
It would change things overnight. And when I was doing stand-up, I used to get paid in cash all the time. So it's like you, I used to have a pile of cash. You'd physically see it going down and you'd physically feel, I can't spend as much. Looking on an app on my phone, it's just not the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it's weird. It feels, as you say, it feels more real. And being a working class lad who worked in retail and factories and whatever else, I never thought I'd have a few grand under my bed kind of thing. Yeah. So it felt great to go, oh, this is from the club night that I built from scratch and we now sell out every month and this kind of thing.
There's a vanity thing again here, isn't there? And there's no need to... I think people are quite embarrassed about being proud of financial success. But to have that bling and to be able to go, fuck, look what I've done, and be able to see it physically in front of you.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Completely. Completely. I remember working in retail and having, as I said, in HMV and having a bonus 1 month that meant I earned two grand in that month.
Yeah.
And thinking that's the next level.
Yeah.
That's craziness. I've got £2,000 in my bank account. That's madness. So that did mean the world to kind of go, all right, I'm earning.
Yeah.
And again, that also made it feel like I'm quite a sensible person.
Mm.
That cash felt like a bonus. It felt like free money. Not I don't want to give any specific examples or sound like Mother Teresa, but But it felt like if someone I know was in trouble, I could go, here, have a couple of hundred quid.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. It's money I wouldn't have had. It's not.
It's safety, right?
It's not real.
It's safety.
Yeah.
It's comfort.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. 5th of July, Mousetraps. Oh, Scroobius Pip's so nice. He's such a nice guy. No, he's not. He's a mouse killer.
Mate, this goes even deeper. I didn't have a mouse.
Not but rats.
No. I had a popular lyric. You see a mousetrap, I see free cheese and a fucking challenge. So I bought mousetraps, wrote that lyric on them because I thought it'd be a cool bit of art.
Yeah.
So, and again, I've always...
It's merch.
Particularly at that point when music is being harder and harder to make money, merch has always been a major part of my income. Yeah. So I came up with this, and again, having a past in kind of art and stuff, I was like, I want to make these cool bits of art. But then I was like, well... What is it? A 12-pack or something? A 6-pack? It's not a lot. It's a
job lot of 8 for £9.90.
It's 8, so I'm like, right, how do I sell these? I put them in my web store and they're sold out within a minute. How do I price them? So I thought, I'll pop them on eBay. Like, genuinely, I thought of it as this is a cool thing. Yeah. I then had people furious saying, oh, you're trying to rip people off. You're trying to make them compete.
Yeah,
I took them all off of eBay, and they're in my drawer upstairs to this day. I think I sent 2 of them to mates or to fans who'd really supported over the years. But yeah, they're in my drawer beside my bed.
You're joking. They're there right now.
To this day.
Well, you should sell them for charity, mate. Come on. I mean, you've got... So in this drawer, you've got a movie and you've got some signed mousetraps.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this.
That literally in a black pen. So you see a mousetrap, I see free cheese and a fucking challenge, and then my signature underneath.
It's a great lyric as well.
What's the budget history of this jokester? Stay tuned for my mate bought a toaster.
Look, there's something else we should mention as well, which appears a lot in your shopping history, and that is comics. You got loads and loads of comics.
Yes.
I'm just looking here, Why the Last Man, book one. I mean, there's absolutely loads. We've got Avengers stuff as well.
Yeah.
Oh, look, hang on. Sorry, I've been distracted. The Ascent of Snowden, A Pocket Guide to Snowden. Oh, that's nice.
So around, speaking of charity, you see, I can paint myself as a nice guy now.
Here he goes.
That year... That was when Movember was blowing up,
mm-hmm.
where people grow a moustache mm-hmm. for November. And I would always joke that that's the weakest way to raise money ever. You're not doing something for charity. You're actively not doing something. So you're not shaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Agreed.
You're
just annoyed because you've got the facial hair thing going on. That's what it is,
someone
man.
Someone who already has,
has
a moustache.
Facial hair is
exactly.
My thing.
It's like, so what are we going to do? So... I made the Mo in Movember mountain.
Oh.
So I was like, I'm going to climb a mountain in Movember. And what I did was me and a few mates, we raised some money for the Movember charity thing.
Yeah.
We climbed Snowden. And then at the top, I performed the introduction video where I cut my beard off and shaved my head. So I took my 2 chargeable clippers with me and some scissors.
Yes.
And there's a video on YouTube of me up there. It's the whole video is us going up the mountain and having a bit of trouble and panicking and this and that. Then we get to the top and I set the camera going, press play on my headphones and perform the whole thing, cut my beard off, shave my head, all this stuff up the mountain as a charity thing.
Just like, how many ideas do you not do? When you got this shit flying across your brain all the time, how do you filter out? I'm going to climb... a mountain because it's November, and yeah, I'm going to call it Snowden. Snowember. There we are. Done. I'm doing it. Like, I find this sort of stuff so inspiring that you're just like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'll do that.
I love it, mate. Again, I'm genuinely. It's. I think it's number one. It's my favorite thing about the world we live in these days. Yeah. It's all because Thou Shalt Always Kill happened and worked.
Yeah.
Because I had no right to have a music career, but I just went, ah, fuck it, let's do it. And it changed my life. It's the same reason I ended up giving acting a go, podcasting a go, all of these things, because I just went, well, let's just, rather than overthink it, because I am an overthinker as well. So I think on artistic things, I have to just go, let's just do it, and then we'll see of what happens. And sometimes, as I've said, I've got a feature film that we've never done anything with. So sometimes it doesn't happen. But rather than going, oh, can we make a film? We went, let's make it.
Do it.
And see how it goes. And again, I think that's the beauty of the world we live in now. You can do all these things. It's why, as you say, graffiti artist, musician, podcaster, radio guy, yeah. Actor, yeah. Writer, all these things. It's all from going, when I had Ed Skrine on the podcast, he said his motto is why the fuck not?
It's fantastic.
And it's just perfect. And his argument would be, well, someone has to be the bad guy in Deadpool.
Yeah.
So why the fuck not me? someone has to. Let's do it. And I love that. It's the perfect,
yeah,
the perfect outlook.
But also, not to put a class reading on it, but middle class entitled people from certain universities have been thinking about showbiz, certainly comedy, my world. I've got a right to do that for years and years.
Yeah.
And what's so thrilling at the moment is to see a whole new range of people from a whole new background going, yeah, me too. Why the fuck not? I'll have a go. I'll have a crack at that. And it's just opening. 100%. It's making so much good stuff. It's making so
much. Imposter syndrome gets talked about so much these days by exclusively working class people. Yeah. You don't hear any of these entitled, your Oxbridge types generally saying, oh, I had such imposter syndrome on that. No, because there's an entitlement and a belief that it's their right. It's why I love just going, nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll have some of that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what else you had some of, mate. I'll tell you what else you had some of. This is fucking great. 30th of December, 2015. I mean, how do you remember? I mean, do you even remember, that time of your life, 2015, going into the new year, going into 2016, the famous bin fire of a year? At least, mate, at least your drains were clear. 5 litres of ProClean Sink and Drain Blitz Unblocker. Also, does it drain away? You bought that as well. Have we got a Dennis Nielsen thing going on here? Were you cleaning out some dodgy drains? What's happening here, please?
Well, it's funny you say that because it's still a problem, Tom. I did some cardio in my little... I've got a conservatory gym at my house, but the kind of the plumbing is underneath it.
Okay.
So because my house is like 100 years old... Mm-hmm. I have to do that every month or so, otherwise it stinks.
It just backs up. Oh.
And I filled up my water bottle for my cardio today, went into the gym, and I was like, oh, my word. Because, again, all that's happened is something's been dislodged or disrupted. So,
yeah,
I might have to do a quick reorder on that one.
You want to subscribe, mate. You want to subscribe to Drain Blocker.
Yeah.
How was your interview with Scroobius Pip? Yeah, he's going to subscribe to Drain Blocker. It was a good interview. It went well.
Yeah, it went nicely.
There's nothing worse. There's a gym near our house. Maybe it's gyms. I think gyms make people make things move in your body because they're all electrocuting their abs, so they're all shitting their pants on the spot. But I think there's a gym near us, and the drain there, it's a particularly deep resonance smell. It's a very the backed up drain. It's not just someone's done something bad. It's all hell is breaking loose.
Really unpleasant. Yeah. And I'm never sure on them things. Do you just do the sink in the kitchen, or do you have to, because it's all going the same place? Do you have to go upstairs and do the shower, the bath, the sink in the bathroom and the kitchen? It's why I bought so much of it, because I'm cleaning every drain I can find.
I think you've got to. Often the problem is that there's a water cap, isn't it? I mean, mate, this is the blind leading the blind here. I think there's a water cap that keeps the smell away, isn't there? And sometimes that drains off. So actually, it's not a blockage. It's just there's a bit of water that isn't acting as a barrier. And so actually, you just need to run water into it.
What I actually need to do is, so when I moved into my house, as I said, I got a new conservatory done because the old one was this rotting wood kind of hanging thing, and I got it carpeted. Lovely. And under that carpeting is how you access this tank that needs some kind of work done.
Yeah,
I can't be asked for someone to pull the carpet up in my gym. That's all it is. It's pure laziness.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I know where it is. I know how to get to it.
Yeah.
But I'd have to move weights and an exercise bike and all this kind of thing. It's like, nah.
Have you thought about
it? I'll just spend... The fact that it's been this many years of buying drain unblocker that it's still, and I've still not found a cheap option. It's so expensive.
Is there a public library nearby you can go and do your poos in? That's cheap.
Yeah, potentially. Potentially, I might have to, to go there.
12th of March 2015, the brass nameplate traditional edge. You bought a little brass nameplate here. I'm always interested in this kind of stuff. Is this to go on a cup? Sort of thing you'd see on a cup.
No, interesting. So it had the word unicorn engraved in it because I'd bought, and I can see it now in my living room, I'd bought a gold rhino's head.
Sure.
To mount on my wall with the plate underneath called saying unicorn, because I believe unicorns or rhinos are the reality of unicorns.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Unicorns are the human mythical version. Rhinos are the reality. Yeah. And I ended up having it tattooed on my leg. So I've got a rhino on my leg with a unicorn name tag underneath. Oh. And anytime anyone asks, I go, I've got a tattoo of a unicorn. Because unicorns are quite on brand and popular and kooky, and then it's this rhino. That's the reality of a unicorn.
It's poetry, because we're all there projecting all these things and this sort of fantastical mythical beasts, and nature's going, yeah, guys, hold my beer, we've got this, we've made unicorns,
you've got it, it's there,
we've done it. Like people are walking past rhinos on the savannah
ignoring them.
I want to find a unicorn. And the rhinos are like, lads.
It's me.
No wonder they're so mad. No wonder they're so aggressive.
I've got this big horn coming out my head.
That's why they're chippy. Yeah. Rhinos are very aggressive because they're fucking livid.
They've been overlooked for so long.
That's you in a story.
You made a mythical beast that's basically a slim me. How dare you? How dare you body shame me? What's the perfect animal? That, but skinny. All right, cheers. So you've not had to... Yeah.
And zebras are furious. Zebras and horses are like, all right, are we not good enough if we haven't got a horn on our heads?
Near enough, lads. I trimmed down.
What do you want us to do? I'm stripy. Nature has given me stripes, and you're saying that's not enough. You want me to have a horn in the middle of my head? What is wrong with
you? It's outrageous, mate. It's outrageous.
People are the worst, man. People are the worst.
Patreon.com/toasterpod.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to leap on into the present day. We're going to leave behind those mid 20, 14, 15, 16 times where you're buying like sort of 60, 70 things a year. And 2020, still buying 72 items a year. Again, I've been distracted. This happens a lot because you've bought on the 29th of December 2020, bearing in mind 5 years earlier, you bought drain unblocker on that day. This time round, you've bought a lion mane dog costume.
Yes. So that was ordered whilst I was in Canada. So I was filming in Canada during the pandemic for 7 months on my own in an Airbnb. It was a miserable time. Amazing show, a show called Debris for NBC. As you'll know, network TV in America.
Huge.
It's always going to be a decent payday.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was a great project, amazing people on it. But during that time, I'm obviously away from my partner. Yeah. I'm away from my family. Yeah. And my partner, on my first day on set, I went in hair and makeup. I came out and I FaceTimed her to say, oh, look, I've had my hair and makeup done. No, in fact, this is even better. In hair and makeup, they had a new person in who cut a chunk out of the back of my neck.
Oh, God.
And it was bleeding.
Oh, God.
Like, there was a lot
about
of blood.
About to go on camera.
About to go on camera. It was hilarious. Yeah. I'm fine with these things. I'm not a diva. But I thought, I'll FaceTime before she goes to bed. And she was in tears. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And they were tears of joy because her landlady, after 6 months of asking, had just said it was okay for her to rescue a dog. And to get a dog. So at the end of December 2020, the last day of December, I believe, she'd looked at this dog. She'd put in inquiries for a few weeks, and she rescued our dog, Finley, who's a beautiful lad. Again, it's amusing. His name's Finley now. Originally, his name was going to be Gimli. And I had to really awkwardly message my partner and say, that name starts with a hard G. I've got a stammer. I don't think I'm going to be able to discipline our dog. And I'm worried. And she was obviously like, why didn't you mention this earlier, you idiot? I was just like, yeah, yeah, I guess so. As you saw then, I stammered on it. I tried to say it, I stammered, but Finley, I can say all day long.
He's running into the road. Yeah. He's running into the road. Come back, Gimli. Oh, God. Like,
exactly. So, yeah. And she rescued Finley, and it has been, he is the best dog I've ever met. Absolute legend.
What is he? What's his, is he a cross? Is he a rescue thingy or what's the?
Yeah, he's a rescue. He's part Staffy, part some kind of bulldog. Huge chunky head, tiny little legs. So big chest. So he's kind of, we reckon there might be a bit of Frenchie in him or something, but the honestly the most friendly and lovable dog. Like when we take him out, he's often used by people who've got a dog that's learning to socialise a bit or is a bit aggressive because he's so calm.
Yes.
If a dog snaps at him or tries to bite him, he'll look over at us and be like, how mad's that? What's this about? Like, has not got any aggression in him.
Wow.
And yeah, the first thing I bought was, because that's it, when we were
A costume for him. This dog's just been rescued. Some horrific past, and he gets a fucking costume put on him.
His name in the rescue was Simba.
Oh, I see. So the lion. Okay.
So I got the lion mane. Either that or to Aslan. Match him.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So and we as I said, we changed it to Finley, and it suits him perfectly.
Do you call him Finn?
Finn. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Do you have like silly names for him? Do you call him like Finny Binny Boy? What's your kind of?
I call him Finley McGinley.
Finley McGinley.
Finley McGinley. Yes. Born in a chimney.
Hey.
So yeah, obviously I've got ridiculous names for him. Finder's Crispy Pancakes, all sorts of names. But yeah, that was that purchase. It was heartbreaking to be away for another 2-3 months. It was so nice because I knew my missus had something to distract her from the fact. Because again, it's a pandemic as well. So
yeah,
she wasn't seeing anyone. I wasn't seeing any family members, anything.
Yeah.
So it was a horrible first few months. And then it was a bittersweet few months because I'm getting videos every day of this beautiful dog, them having a wonderful time. But I am in this Airbnb on my own, just kind of going, oh, I wish I was there. You'll probably find a few more dog outfits in my Amazon purchase history. Because again, you've got to think, I'm in an Airbnb on my own. I'm now going, yay!
Sitting around, the cash is coming in to Scroobius Pips account and it's leaving to Jeff Bezos' coffers because he's buying all sorts of dog costumes. Loads of stuff then in 2020. Of course, lockdown was happening. And I mean, just some random bits and bobs. We've got a 3x trip trap boxed. That is another mouse-based thing here. This is one of those humane mouse catchers.
See, this is the time I actually had a mouse. And honestly, the first night I put this humane mouse trap down, I go up to bed, and I hear the smallest of clicks, and I think, that can't be it. I can't have caught it already. Like, I'd found droppings. It had eaten into my protein powder, so I'm ready for this hench mouse to be smashing his way out of a trap.
Yeah.
And I go down, and it's caught, and I just go for a quick walk. I release it.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, it's back, because I didn't go further than a mile. You've got to go something like 3 miles to release, because otherwise they come back.
There needs to be some sort of reverse Deliveroo thing where guys will come and pick them up and just take them elsewhere.
Yeah.
Just move the mice around. Fuck.
Yeah, and the way my heart was going once I've caught it, I'm like, oh my God, there's a mouse. I've got the mouse, and now I'm like, I'm putting some shoes on and walking up the road with a mouse in a humane mouse trap, kind of in the morning or whatever.
That's incredible, right? So it's the middle of the night. You're taking your wild mouse for a walk.
Yeah, yeah.
That is,
yeah.
Oh, God.
And trying to find where to release him.
Oh, these snapshots of my guests' lives. I live for this shit. I absolutely love it. All right, fine. Listen, let's crash on through now. We're going to come to the present day now, Scroobius Pip. We're going to come into the past 3 months as we get towards the end of this episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. And thank you so much for coming on, mate. It's been so fantastic talking to you.
The last couple of weeks will probably have calmed down because that's around the time I agreed to come on. So unless he's off, let's not do anything crazy.
Just loads of virtue signalling, buying like he's bought war and peace. What's going on here? There's a few interesting bits and bobs. Let's have a look here. So you bought yourself a ring light, a bit of kit for presumably for self tapes and that sort of stuff.
I became a Twitch streamer. So I've been streaming on Twitch for a couple of months now, and I got a load of kit. It was a real last minute thing. I'd thought about it for years, and then the comedian Lemmy was playing a particular game that was this online thing, and all these community people were in there, and I got addicted to watching the clips of it on YouTube. And then Lemmy said, do you want to join? Because I've had him on the podcast, we've had some interactions.
Yeah.
He was like, do you want to join? And there was kind of, I won't go into boring details, but it was a specific time that was the perfect time to join. So I had basically a week to figure out how to become a Twitch streamer, to get my kit, to get everything ready.
Yeah.
So there will be all sorts of streaming types, the stuff there, all ordered at once. Because I went from not a streamer to very much a streamer within...
Twitch is just like live YouTube, right? That's
It's like live YouTube. And to get on point and on theme, if you've got an Amazon Prime account, you can subscribe to someone's Twitch channel for free. I bought a gaming PC.
You've really gone serious there.
I went really all in on it.
Expensive. But again,
it's because I'd been thinking about it for a while, and then this opportunity came along, and I was like, right, it's time to push the button on it. But yeah, there'll be a few different things on there. I got a new ring light for that. I got all sorts of stuff, but yeah.
And what do you do when you, I sound like a granddad. So when you go on the Twitches and how many viewers do you get? How long do you do? Like an hour? Do you half an hour? Do you plan it out or what?
I love it. I do a couple of hours at least every time. I normally do Thursday, Friday and Saturday is the ones I try and commit to.
Yeah.
And I've been playing a game called Rust, which is basically Minecraft for grown-ups. So Minecraft, but you can craft guns and kill people and stuff like that.
My kids would love that, Jesus.
It's a lot of fun, but it wipes every 2 weeks. So all your progress is gone and you start again, and it's a beautiful thing. So
that is clever. I like that.
Because it's on a private server run by Lemmy, it's creative people on there. So... For example, in the last wipe, I was role-playing as Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Except I was Northern. So I'm running around dressed as Fred Durst going, all right, I'm Fred Durst from the Limp Bizkits. Keep rolling, lad. And just running up to people and causing havoc. And some people on there are just killing people constantly and doing crazy stuff. Yeah. I was building a house that had pictures of every member of Limp Bizkit in, gold discs on the wall and a swimming pool on the roof. And just thinking of stupid stuff to do and mess about with. And I love that. I started a new game on Sunday, which it's a gas station simulator.
Okay.
So I'm a guy in America, and I've bought a rundown, closed down gas station. So I spent 2 hours on Sunday cleaning up, doing a bit of paint work, ordering some gas.
To be clear, while your home gym literally stinks of shit in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cleaning up a fictional gas station. And honestly, I've struggled to think about anything else since Sunday. The amount of things I want to do with my gas station.
I love it.
That's all it is. So I'll normally get 100 to 200 people on any one time on stream. If you get raided, so say Lemmy finishes his stream, he can go, I've got 4,000 people here.
Let's go.
I'm going to raid Pip. So those 4,000 will come to me. They may stick around for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They may go. But that's kind of how it works. And I'm really enjoying it. There's so many, like we mentioned David Earl earlier.
Yeah,
He's one of the people that got me into it. Because during the pandemic, he started streaming as Cumbo, as Gittins, and as himself.
Can I just say, Cumbo, we talked about Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. Cumbo is another one of my favourite comedy creations that should go much, much further than it has. He's 100% such a brilliant character.
Him on Twitch, he'd stream for 3 or 4 hours every day.
As
it saved me.
In character.
Yeah, in character as Cumbo. He did Cumbo doing a dating game on it, and he did Cumbo playing Sims. Cumbo playing Sims was my favourite thing in the world.
Oh, God. And that's what I need got to get me, on said, Twitch. I'm going to have to get onto into Twitch now, aren't I? Yeah, so I can just watch like, it with my Amazon Prime subscription. I can just jump on and watch it.
Or you can watch it regardless. It's all free. But if you want to subscribe, then you can use your Prime subscription. It won't cost you a thing, but David Earl, for example, will get a couple of quid a month off you. But Blind Boy Boat Club of the Rubber Bandits is also just absolutely astounding on Twitch. He's playing a game called Red Dead Redemption, but he's improvising a musical about the game. So he'll go on there. He'll hardly talk to anyone in his chat thing, but he'll just start improvising a song about his horse and how it's being
amazing.
The ghost of Ronan Keating is chasing his horse. And it'll just be the most amazing thing you've ever seen. But yeah, there's loads of really interesting stuff on there.
Fine. I'm going to have to put hours of my life into that bin. Thanks for that. All right, final thing you've bought. Here we go. This is the final thing we're going to talk about today on My Mate Bought a Toaster. And it's a lovely place to end, really, because we started the podcast and you bought that film, What I Can't Remember, which was, which you've got in front of you.
The Last Resort.
There we are, The Last Resort with Paddy Considine. And the most recent thing you bought, La Quattro Volte, which is another Blu-ray. And this is, it's got Giuseppe Fuda in it, and it is about an old shepherd living his last days in a quiet medieval village perched high on the hills of Calabria. Oh, this sounds nice. At the southernmost tip of Italy. He herds goats under skies that most villagers have deserted long ago. Tell us about this. Have you watched it yet?
It's right in front of me. I've got a pile of, I've got my to-watch pile.
Yeah.
TV and it's W. at the top of that. That was recommended to me by Chips Hardy, who's Tom Hardy's dad, who created Taboo with Tom. Amazing writer, really interesting dude. And I recommended a film called Dinner in America to him, which, again, it came out a couple of years ago and it blew me away. It will be on my Amazon list. Absolutely amazing. I was raving about it. Yeah. It's a modern film. It's an easy watch, but it's astounding. And he recommended a film about a guy and his goat. And I've not got around to watching it yet, but I'm confident it'll be amazing because I love people I got comfortable being one of those people who will absolutely be buzzed about a film about a guy and his goat. And also be hugely excited to go and see Doctor Strange in the IMAX.
Yeah.
You know, I saw Doctor Strange yesterday. I'm watching a Q&A tomorrow with my favourite director, Gaspar Noé, who came on my podcast and I got to talk to my favourite director in the world. So I'm a big fan of no guilty pleasures and no embarrassment over pretension.
There's a word that has been clanging in my head for the last however long we've been doing this, and that is just open. You're the most open. You've opened up your Amazon purchase history to us. You are open to every single different type of culture, every single different type of art.
Gotta be, man.
And you've gotta be.
You gotta be. I really believe in it. I think there's a certain area of people, particularly from where I'm from in Essex, that will think a film about an old man and his goat is pretentious and pointless and rubbish. And they're like, nah, I'm all about that. And there'll equally be a lot of people in the kind of arts who don't rate Mission Impossible Rogue Nation as a just astounding bit of film.
I love that film so hard.
It's beautiful. It's amazing.
If you take any kind of snobbery out of your life, on any level, but especially artistic, things are only going to get better. And
things
I couldn't
are so
agree
much
more.
Fun.
I couldn't agree more. Listen, Scroobius Pip, this has been an amazing chat. Thank you so much for joining us. It's so good of you to open up your Amazon purchase history. So good of you to announce that your new single, Finley McGinley, Born in a Chimney, is coming out soon. I can't wait for that to drop. That's going to be amazing.
It's a tune.
Scroobius, thanks for joining me on My Mate Bought a Toaster. You're a star.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me along and thank you for doing it. As I said, I love listening. I think it's a great pod, so nice one.
Thanks, mate. That's so kind of you. Bless you. Thanks, man. It's my mate bought a toaster. Yeah. My mate bought a toaster. Toaster for my love. Thank God. Toaster. And that is that. That is your double bill.
to kick off Series 6 of My Mate Bought a Toaster. Next week, Rosie Holt. That episode is already up at patreon.com/toasterpod. If you want to support the show, get it early without ads. That would be amazing. Also, we're going to be doing My Mate Bought a Toaster live at the Winchester Comedy Festival on the 1st of October. Go to winchestercomedyfestival.co.uk and get yourself some tickets. I'm going to be there with John Holmes and Beth Granville. We're going to have a look at John Holmes's purchase history, a look at Beth's purchase history. Both brilliant, funny people. But also, we might have a little look through the podcast as well and some other bits and bobs that have happened. Can you tell I don't know what I'm doing at the live show yet? It's going to be great. 1st of October at the Winchester Comedy Festival. If you are near that neck of the woods and that way inclined, I'd love to see you there. Be so good. And that's it for this week. All the best, kind regards. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my days, this is so embarrassing. I don't remember buying all these silly little strange things. I swear on my life, I was forced by my wife with an ABBA pen knife. Wait a minute.